This is Akashvani. The news read by Priya Badu. Rajya Sabha Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar today stressed that all the institutions in the country have to function in tandem and that there are checks and balances which are well meant. The chairman made these remarks during the 0 hour in the House, referring to a meeting held yesterday with the floor leaders of the houses on the issue of recovery of cash from the residents of Delhi High Court Justice Yashwant Verma. Mr. Dhankar termed the meeting fruitful, saying that the deliberations were consensual, reflecting cooperation and concerns. Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has said that the government has blocked 1,410 gaming sites under the IT intermediary rules after the reports of the Indian Cyber Crime Coordinator Centre, I4C. Replying to supplementaries in the Lok Sabha today, Mr. Vaishnav said, betting and gambling are part of the state list and the state government has the power today to make a legislative framework for it. Food and Public Distribution Minister Pralhad Joshi has said that the government takes strict and prompt action against complaints of food adulteration. Replying to supplementaries in the Lok Sabha today, Mr. Joshi said the government conducts inquiries as soon as it receives complaints of food adulteration and also carries out criminal proceedings if food items are not fit for human consumption. Over 4,000 children were adopted in the country in the financial year 2023-24. This was stated by the Minister of State in the Women and Child Development Ministry, Savitri Thakur, in a written reply in Rajya Sabha today. She informed that a total of 307 special needs children were adopted in the same period. The minister said that over 62,500 children, including 4,364 children, are living in the child care institutions across the country. She added that these children are supported under the Mission Vatsalya scheme. The BJP minority Morcha has launched the Saugat A Modi campaign aiming to distribute special kits to 32 lakh underprivileged Muslims across the country ahead of Eid. The initiative seeks to ensure that poor Muslim families can celebrate the festival without any hardship. The Election Commission today commenced the first ever training program for over 1 lakh booth level officers in New Delhi. Chief Election Commissioner Ganesh Kumar, along with Election Commissioner Dr. Vivek Joshi, inaugurated a training program held at India International Institute of Democracy and Election Management in the national capital. Talking to the media, CEC Ganesh Kumar said that India's election is the biggest in the world and to conduct this election, the Election Commission makes 10,50,000 booths. Reserve Bank of India Governor Sanjay Malhotra has emphasized that regulations should not create unintended barriers to deepening financial inclusion. Speaking at the curtain raiser event of the Financial Action Task Force Private Sector Collaborative Forum in Mumbai, Mr. Malhotra cautioned policymakers against being overzealous with their measures, highlighting that legitimate activities should not be stifled. In Arunachal Pradesh, the Khelo India Asmita Taekwondo Women's City League commenced at Sangiladin Sports Academy, Itanagar, today. The league is being organized by the Taekwondo Federation of India and the Arunachal Taekwondo Association. The event witnessed enthusiastic participation from 47 female athletes representing various districts of Arunachal Pradesh. The Central Bureau of Investigation is conducting searches at 60 locations across Chhattisgarh, Bhopal, Kolkata and Delhi in connection with the Mahadev Book Online Betting Scam case. The searches are being conducted on premises including those linked to politicians, senior bureaucrats, police officers, key functionaries of Mahadev Book and other private individuals suspected of involvement in the case. 9 Maoists, including 6 women, surrendered today in the Sukma district of Chhattisgarh. That is all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.